Waiting by Rita Morrow. What? Waiting is definitely not my strong suit. Not waiting has got me into quite a few unfortunate circumstances that ultimately led to disaster. God has had to put the brakes on and slow me down more than a few times in my life. I tend to get impatient for something I want to happen, and I don't want to wait on God's direction in the situation. I've learned a few things along this journey. God knows what I need. He knows what weighs heavy on my heart. When I don't wait on Him, I miss His blessings. I have to relax and be patient and know that the concerns that weigh heavy on my heart are very important to Him. Rushing into something because it's what I desire without seeking God's guidance is always the worst thing I can do. Trying to take care of somebody and make them into what I want them to be is always a lost battle. God has a plan, and it's His plan, not mine. Acts 1:7, New King James Version. And He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put into His own authority." God always has perfect timing. He doesn't need my advice on what I need Him to do. He understands all of the worries. He knows what I need now, and He knows what I need in the future. Whether it concerns life-changing circumstances or just contemplating a trip to the grocery store, waiting on God is always the best decision. Isaiah 40:31, New King James Version. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Lamentations 3:25, New King James Version. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. Have a blessed day.